Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Patricia de Oliveira.
Hey, how are you, Patricia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Galt, California.
Galt, California?
Yes.
Where in the world is Galt?
It's in between Sacramento and Lodi.
Lodi.
Where the heck is Lodi?
In between Sacramento and Stockton.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's just... You're out there west somewhere. That's all I need to know. Well, welcome to the show, Patricia. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Patricia's topic?
Come back, Oprah!
This week marked the end, of course, of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Millions of people are already feeling her absence. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people suffering unexpected consequences from Oprah's leave-taking. Only one of them, though, is real. Your job, pick, of course, that real story. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's hear first from Mr. Adam Felber.
Nick LaCare got the inside dope on Oprah's final taping, so he knew that the goddess of talk was planning on one-upping her 2004 stunt and giving every attendee not a car, but a brand new home. Yes, grateful Oprah was going to build or rebuild a home for every single audience member. So Nick did the only sensible thing and cleared his lot by bulldozing a substantial portion of his two-bedroom house, which made it all the more painful when, at the tear-filled taping at the United Center, Oprah didn't give away anything but love, and LaCare was rendered homeless. "I thought I'd get a head start," said LaCare. "My cousin swore that he heard it straight from one of Oprah's producers. He was wrong, or possibly he was messing with me."
A guy who destroyed his own home in the faith that Oprah would give him a new one. Your next story of someone living the worst day of their best life now comes from Faith Saley.
Bob Coley is not writing in his gratitude journal today. That's because Coley, who calls himself a spiritual engineer, has spent the last 4 years designing the perfect item to be picked for the annual Oprah's Favorite Things episode, a segment that will never air again now that the Big O has packed up her things and gone home. Coley studied hundreds of favorite things over the last decade and composed an algorithm to create the ultimate thing. With Oprah, he says, you want some combination of God, beauty, and food. Coley's first attempt was a fat-free brownie mix with a baking pan that would leave imprints of Oprah's spiritual aphorisms. He admits that didn't work because the viscosity of the mix made it hard to read things like "what I know for sure" on the bottom of a brownie. And the power of now Ugg boots, which delivered shocks of gratitude to reflexology points, didn't test well. But Coley had his aha moment when he manifested a pair of jeans that he claims, quote, lift your butt and your spirit. He calls them the Live Your Best Life jeans, and their Spanx-like material was supposed to be woven through with threads blessed by the Dalai Lama. "I was this close last fall," Coley says, "but the Dalai Lama's lawyers were playing hardball. So I'm waiting on offers from Nelson Mandela and Celine Dion."
A guy whose business plan of selling the ultimate Oprah's favorite thing came to an end with her show. And your last story of someone suffering Oprah oppression comes from Tom Baudette.
Robert Spearing is one of those husbands who make the rest of us look bad. While we were doing what we could to avoid watching it on TV, Spearing drove his wife from their home in Ontario, Canada, all the way to Chicago to be in the audience for Oprah's final show. He probably likes to cuddle, too. But events took a dark turn for Spearing when he wound up in a Chicago hospital with cuts and bruises and no Oprah tickets in his pocket. "He'd been robbed," he said. "Thugs beat him and took the tickets," he cried. I bet he cried. But Chicago police, knowing their hometown muggers better than Canadians do, doubted they'd bother with the Oprah tickets, and upon further questioning got Spearing to admit he never had them in the first place. And rather than tell his wife the truth, he scraped up his hands on the pavement, bashed his own head with a rock, and made up the rest. The good news, my fellow married men, we're looking pretty good again.
All right. So here are your choices. Oprah ending her show meant bad news for one of these people. Was it from Adam Felber, a guy who wrecked his own home in the faith that Oprah was about to give him a new one? From Faith, the guy whose business plan of creating the perfect favorite thing for Oprah to endorse came to an end when Oprah's show did? Or from Tom Baudette, a guy who ended up faking his own mugging to cover up his failure to get tickets to Oprah's last show? Which of these is the real story of Oprah Winfrey's dark legacy.
Well, I want to say the third one, but I'm going to go with the first one.
Well, wait a minute. Why did you want to say the third one?
It just sounds more feasible.
You're picking Adam's story of the guy who bulldozed his own house, believing that Oprah would give him a new one because it's more feasible? What are you doing? Let her choose. She chose me. All right, hold on. What did you say?
I said, I'm going to go with the third story.
It's too late. No, wait a minute. No, it's not too late.
The third story.
So you're going to go with the third story now. The audience is happy. Adam's upset. But you're going to go with Tom's story, the third story of the guy who faked the mugging. Is that your story? That's your choice.
Yes.
All right. Well, we actually spoke to a reporter who covered this true life tragedy.
They had him confessing that he had roughed himself up to mimic, you know, injuries from a scuffle.
There you go. That was William Lee. He's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He covered the story for them of the guy who faked the mugging to hide his failure to get Oprah tickets. So let's see what's happened. First of all, you've won our prize. You eventually picked the correct story, so you've won our prize. Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You've earned a point for Tom for being truthful, and you have earned Adam's undying enmity for me. So a good day's work. Congratulations, Patricia. Thank you so much for playing. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.